And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Saturday, the 9th day of April, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Hope everybody's having a very nice Saturday. Those of you that are at work, well, folks, I've been there for years and years and years, so I know the feeling. But if you're listening to this, at least you're not doing too bad. Okay, Rick, are you on the line, sir?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a guest at the top of the second hour. Not something we do very often, but I think you're going to enjoy this gentleman. And I'll wait until a little later to talk more about him. But I talked to him this morning. He will be on at 11. Okay, Rick, I don't really want to talk about the news, and because it's literally making me sick to my stomach since I have to look at so much of it on a daily basis to make money. But is there anything you want me to talk about before we get into gardening?
Well, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if you would mention that heartwarming little scene where we have Justin Trudeau and Dementia Joe warning that we're going to have a food crisis. We're going to talk about growing your own food here in a minute, and it's just a perfect segue. So why, if you know anything about it, tell them.
Well, only thing I know is, folks, that the United States government and the Canadian government and about 50 other governments throughout the world are warning about food shortages. And, of course, food inflation. They're either calling for food inflation, food shortages, or famines, depending on the country you talk about. I watch global news a good part, or read global news a good part of every day, because it helps make me a few dollars with my analysis every week. So I've about had a belly full of it. There ain't none of it good. But, guys, what everybody is saying is what they wouldn't say 6 months ago, and that is we're going to have problems with food from now through probably the end of 2024, if not longer. My guess is much longer. And that's just that's a cap on what's going on in that area. Did I explain that pretty well, Rick?
Yeah. That does it. Yeah, that will certainly do it. What can we say? Let's see. What were we talking about before the show? We were talking about that exact manifestation of the globalist plan. This is not an organic event. This isn't something that it's not like a meteorite falling in the ocean. This is all by design. I'm obviously paranoid, but who made me that way? The old saying, just because you're paranoid, it does not mean that they're not after you. So I don't know if the chicken or the egg comes first. I'm not really worried. As long as I've got chickens and eggs, I'll worry about the details if these lunatics ever get off my back for 5 minutes. We have this food issue is inflation and food problems are global. This is not something that was strictly invented for you. This is all over the world. We have food and fuel prices right now here at levels not seen in 40 years or so. Down in Peru, they're rioting, of course. on account of just exactly this this sort of thing. I guess there's a little confusion about how many are dead. Tim heard five. I heard Glenn Beck say 11. And these are people who they're hungry, they're angry, they're frightened. They are getting violent. This is what happens when people are starving. When you deprive them of basic needs, they get emotional. So in conflicts with the local authorities, they're being killed. When you decide, you remember the old saying, if I forget exactly how it goes, but if you're willing to trade security, what the heck, how's that saying go, Tim? If you're willing to trade your freedoms for security, you won't have either, and you won't deserve either. And, of course, that was by one of the founding fathers. If they knew that long ago, you know, history repeats itself. Well, you know, look, for these people who wanted to live a comfy, cradle-to-grave existence, the problem with it is that you rely on a government for your basic needs. A couple things happen. One is you lose the eye of the tiger. You are no longer a hunter-gatherer. You are no longer able to do for yourself. You lose the ability, if you've ever had it at all, and now we've got an entire society in this country of people who, if their brains were dynamite, they wouldn't be able to blow their nose. They can't. They have no skills except their thumbs are real fast from texting. That's what they got. They're a group of Twitter TikTokers with no skills. And, you know, I'd love to blame it on their parents, but, you know, who cares? It's a chicken and egg problem. So if you're going to rely on the government for your basic needs,
right,
on the day or the month or the week that they decide not to let you have them, guess what? You're out in the middle of the ocean with no boat. You have no way back now. And you did it to yourself. We have been suggesting for a very long time that you learn to take care of yourself.
Can I interrupt for just a second, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not interrupting. It's your show.
Well, the one thing I wanted to throw out there, you know, I know you're directing this at food, and I agree with you. But the other thing is, and there's still a little time, I think, maybe not much. But, you know, I've known people that can't change a light bulb, it seems like. And yet I can wire a whole house with no blueprints. I learned it by doing, not by anybody teaching me. You know, the same with plumbing. I learned out of necessity because when we first moved here 30-something years ago, I couldn't afford a plumber. So I learned how to do plumbing. You know, and you learn by doing, folks. Don't be afraid to take on something. If you've got the money for a plumber or electrician or a fence builder or veterinarian, or whatever it may be, try yourself first. Then, if you get in trouble, get some help, and that help, you watch like a hawk to learn what they're doing. And that's Tim's little piece of advice for this segment. Rick, I'll shut up now and let you go for it.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, what I was going to say is that I went out to do errands, and I had a list of things in my hand. And I had like four or five places I had to go, and I kept running into the same thing everywhere. I could only get part of what I wanted. That is, you know, the things that Rick wants aren't necessarily the things that everybody wanted. I mean, I wanted a number of things, but I was not able to get decaf. Fortunately, I've got my own green beans, and I cooked it myself, which is a clue for you. I also wanted some 30-30 rounds, which I was not able to get because they're not there. And furthermore,
right.
I wanted fermenting kit by Ball Mason, not available again. And so, you know, I would say, you know, that I was able to get most things, but what I thought was interesting was the list of things I wasn't able to get. And the list of things that I was not able to get were things that are kind of important to someone like me. And so
right.
When I got to the big box stores, I wanted to get some more professionally made potting soil. In this case, it's Miracle-Gro that I'm using to pot my tomatoes from 3-inch pots to gallon pots because my timing on planting was awful. We'll get into that. The Bonnie plants, Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Bonnie, I think it is, yeah, which are always in front of the nursery departments of practically everywhere. You're going to find those at Lowe's, Home Depot, the farm store, Walmart. They're all going to get these giant metal racks of vegetables. You know, it'll be tomatoes, basil, sage, all the herbs, cucumbers, the whole nine yards, watermelon, squash, zucchini, winter squash, summer squash, doesn't matter. It's all there, more or less. You know, there are some things that won't show up for a while, like eggplant. But last year, and I remember talking about this either last show or the show before that, there were $3.58, which was outrageous. I did not appreciate paying $3.58 for one pathetic little eggplant because, as you may or may not recall, I was careless last spring, and I let all of my nightshades freeze accidentally, although it may as well have been on purpose. The tomatoes, the eggplants, and the peppers all frozen died, and I keep a garden journal, and it was on 4/26 this happened. And I wrote a note on 4/27, and it says, "Rick, grow up." You know, scathing, you know, it's just trying to release my frustrations on myself. But at the same time...
How'd that work for you?
Well, it worked fine, because I won't be making mistake twice. You know, I see the garden journal, I see my notes, but before I lose my train of thought on this, these plants that were $3.58 are now $4.78. Okay, they are up $1.20. $1.20 on $3.60 is a third. So these plants are all up 33%. Now here's the deal. Okay, here's the deal, and we'll talk about potting tomatoes on here in a minute. If you're going to pay $5 for a lettuce plant the size of your thumb, and you think that you're making some progress here in gardening, you think that you're fending for yourself, you believe in some bizarre way that you're somehow getting ahead of the game by learning to take care of yourself, I'm going to tell you right now, you've got brain damage. At $5 for a lettuce plant, which you may or may not, which you might kill, you know, because, you know, you probably don't know what you're doing anyway, you're going to get, you can't get ahead of the food game paying $5 for every plant. You're just not going to make it. $5 for sage, $5 for a zucchini plant. You may as well go to Walmart and just buy the food, because this isn't how it works. These people, Bonnie, plants, I'm sure they have massive greenhouses. I'm positive of it, and probably in many locations. I'm gonna bet they're stationed all over the country, and then they probably have these large distribution centers where the small plants are shipped to a distribution center. And I was telling Tim before the show, if you happen to pull up in front of a Lowe's or Home Depot, you will see the Bonnie truck, big yellow and green deal, in front of there, and they will be rolling off these 7-foot-high metal racks with all the flats already on them. It's a full display. They just roll them off the truck and leave them there in front of the store. That's how this works. But at $5 a pop, which is what it is with tax around here, it's $5.15 per plant. Okay, I'm using flats, which these are big now. My cells are kind of big. It's a 48 flat. I mean, there are 162s and 250 something flats. So you're talking about little tiny cells. Mine are 48, so it's a larger cell. So, you know, it gives you a little more time before you have to pot all. What'll happen is that at $5 a plant times 48, that's $240 per flat, okay? And I have 10 flats. So you're talking about $2,400. And I haven't even started the summer stuff yet. This is all nightshade, which has to be started early because it takes a while. So, you know, I started the peppers and the eggplants and the tomatoes. Yes, a little too early, probably 2 weeks too early, but it'll be okay. But at the same time, I mean, I'll probably have another 10 flats when I start the squashes and all that kind of thing, the cukes and the zooks and all that stuff. So, you know, you're talking between $4,000 and $5,000 worth of plants that I will start myself. And I will guarantee, even though, you know, in the case of, say, the Hausinator 2255 tomato plant, I pay 50 cents a seed, the rest of them weren't like
you
that.
And they both.
The rest of them weren't that expensive. You know, I probably all total don't have $100 in seed for this whole thing. Now, I probably have more than that in potting soil because I wasn't able to use mine because it's outside and it's frozen solid into a giant block. So, you know, but my point is, you know, so I've got a couple $100 in this, but I've also got $4,000 to $5,000 worth of plants. And which I, you know, I'm not going to say it's free, but it's very cost effective. And so, you know, now with respect to the tomatoes, I started them, when did I start them? At the end of, no, I started them St. Patrick's Day. Oops. There's songs.
Yeah, we got music, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Gentlemen, you're listening to the Rural Survival Show with Tim Smetzer and Rick Schmidt right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on Saturday, the 9th day of April, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Okay, Rick, we were talking about the benefits of growing your own vegetables and plants from seeds by buying them at a local big box store. And I absolutely 100% agree with everything we've talked about so far. So please proceed, sir.
Yes, thank you. Here's the deal. It looks like I underestimated my planting date, overestimated, I guess. It looks like... I looked here at the 10-day, and we have a week from tomorrow. We're still getting down to 33 and 35 at night. That's just not going to work,
right?
For nightshades. It's not going to work for much. I mean, kale and stuff will be fine, but you know, for heat loving nightshades, not at all. So I guess I planted a little early. What happened is, and I'm sure I mentioned this, I took the tomatoes and the peppers out of the 48 cells, and I moved them to 3-inch pots. What has happened since then is that, and that was 2 weeks ago, what has happened since then is they have taken full advantage of the bigger pot, and they have just gone absolutely crazy. I've often thought that the Miracle-Gro potting mix, which incorporates a little bit of food in there, would be too hot for seed starting. Truth is, it is not. The fact of the matter is that the regular seed starting mix has nothing in it at all. It's a sterile media, medium planting. It's got nothing in it. We've talked about it before. God puts a little bit of something in the seed to get it going, to get it up. But after that, it's all up to you. When you use, say, Miracle Grow potting mix, it's got a little bit of NPK in it, and it seems like what's happening here is that the plants, they come up, they find that NPK, and they go absolutely insane. So, you know, I would have to recommend that what happened there then was in 2 weeks, they outgrew the 3-inch pots, and so now I've got another good 3 weeks before I can get these plants outside. I'm hoping May 1 is going to do it. When we get into the last week of April, I'll look out on the 10-day and I'll try to make some sort of a judgment as to whether or not it would be safe to put my stuff out. You know, may God have mercy on me. I don't really want to make any mistakes. But the point is that I moved these things from 3-inch to 1 gallons. But 2 days ago, and they have already taken advantage of that. If you look at the tomatoes that are still left in the 48 cell, they are about they are about 4 inches tall, roughly. Four to six. The tomato plants that have been moved up into 3-inch and then into 1 gallons are overall a foot tall. So I want you to understand. Yeah, it is just terrifying. I'm a little worried about the next 3 weeks. This is going to get pretty frightening. I just kind of wish I'd have waited maybe one more week at least before I planted them, but I did not realize I would succeed. And so to this extent, and I'm glad the plants are growing like crazy, and I'm glad they're doing well. But at the same time, it is leaving me with an issue. Now, in the case of tomatoes and stuff, it's not that big a deal because, you know, we're going to plant them super deep anyway. We're gonna put them way down there. So if they're getting a little too tall, it will not be an issue. We'll just plant them a little deeper and everything will be swell. But, you know, at the same time, there's one other thing. And, you know, I am potting up tomatoes to give to my kids and the neighbors and whatnot. And I can tell you right now, a tomato plant in a 1 gallon pot does not go for $5 at all. Okay. You're probably talking $10 or $15. I saw last year people paying that and more for a mature tomato plant, which had been staked up in a big pot, walking out with, had tomatoes on it already. And I guess you call that gardening, but I don't.
Huh. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we got about an hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Walking home from school on a cold winter day, took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there, and I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with a light of love. When I felt troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lies the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there among us. Sit down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Everybody sing the song. To teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love.
Okay, they come to you, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Rural Survival Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your hosts today are Jim Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 9th day of April, 2022. The song Angels Among Us was by special request. Okay, Rick, where were we, sir?
We were gardening. Stung. Yeah, we were gardening. So the potting on of nightshades has a dramatic effect on the growth habit, because the fact of the matter is, you probably know this, but maybe some of you don't, A plant knows the size of the pot, and if you do not give that root system space, the plant will simply stop growing. Hence, I assume you all know what a bonsai tree looks like. There are bonsai trees around that are, maybe a foot tall, and they could be 300 years old. Carefully maintained by Japanese masters and people who know how to do these things. But when you take a nightshade or anything like that and you give it more root space, you get a bigger plant. And that is why the plants that I have potted on twice are 2, 3, 4 times as big as the ones that I have not moved. So... Here's the deal about potting on. I have in gallon containers, I have these things I got from Lowe's. They hold 6 1-gallon. I just took, they're going to be recycled. I took them, with permission, I got 1-gallon pots that I have left over from years past. Moving them in, now you've got, a 10x20 flat, which had 48 cells in it, now it has 6. So when you pot on a flat of 48, now it takes up 8 flats.
Per
every flat. So I mean, it takes up massive amounts of space when you pot on. It'll be cool. I will say this, that in two weeks, the tomato plants that I moved from the 48 cell to a 3-inch pot, when I took them out over the last couple of days to pot them up, they had completely taken up the space in that 3-inch pot. You could see the roots on every side. The root ball was solid. In other words, when you took it out, the roots held the dirt together. It didn't fall apart at all. So in 2 weeks, it had completely used up the space I gave it and was ready for something else. So I'm convinced that in 3 weeks, they will probably do just about the same thing to the 1-gallon pot. They are going to make some fine gifts. I'm going to tell you that right now. Come Father's Day, I'm going to be Mr. Popular. So I guess there are a few things that are more summer oriented that grow quicker. For example, if you plant like winter squash, you are not going to be able to keep that in a flat for a month. It's just not going to happen. Those things grow so quick, summer squash and winter squash grow so quickly that, you know, 2-3 weeks you're going to have to get them in the ground. So let's see, April. So I've got 3 weeks till May 1. So anytime this weekend I can plant some squash and some cute lettuce and beets, and that will be, the timing would be good. That would put me right at May 1, which is kind of my target date. I think we might be okay by then. There's another thing, too.
Well, that's my target date, too, Rick.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I didn't plant my tomatoes until this past week. I think I planted them Wednesday.
I think your timing is going to be better than mine. But I will somehow make this work. Even though it's inconvenient, I will tell you that. I will also root up some rosemary. I've got a rosemary bush which is not looking at all good. It's about 4 feet tall. I move it in the house every year and put it back in the garden every spring. But at the prices, at $5 per cutting, I'll go ahead and root up a dozen of these things. I'll take the tips off the rosemary and go ahead and root them up. It's a bit of an arduous process to make that work, but it's not undoable. That is to say, I planted 25 Rose of Sharon's from cuttings in January, and I actually got 25 bushes, which I was able to use half of and gave half away. So I can do this. I can do this, and I will do this. Here's the deal. Not that we care. Well, I guess maybe we do. The CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, I've told you, I've been telling you for 2 years that it's going to involve, it's going to take away your privacy, and it will be a Siamese twin to your social credit score. When it
yes.
is opined, it is opined by geniuses that what they will do is they will collapse this system, and while you're in total panic, they will introduce their new, they'll come up with an invention to save you, and that will be the CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency, and they'll give you some to get you hooked. You know how heroin dealers will give you your first one or two shots for nothing, but then for the
right.
rest of your life, you're stealing your mother's silver to buy it. That's kind of what's going to happen. You'll get your wallet, and you'll get a free $800 or $1,000 or whatever they give, just to get you moving. But I do believe that this will create a black market. I believe that people with a brain will recoil, and they will look for a way around. Yeah, they'll look for a way to transact business, to buy goods and services using some other means, whether it's barter, or it could be 90% silver. They will come up with something. Here's another interesting fact. We have cryptocurrencies right now, like Tether and Luna and some stable coins, other stable coins, and using Bitcoin as the reserve currency for their coin. So now Bitcoin becomes the gold standard. So what they're trying to do is make themselves like a gold-backed crypto. Okay, that's what they're doing because, you know, and many people perceive Bitcoin as the gold standard of cryptos, and there's a lot to that. I mean, they're not, in my opinion, this is not investment advice, but we have... I think we also have right now, surreptitiously, I think we have sovereign governments doing the same thing. I think you will see I think you will see El Salvador back their currency with Bitcoin. I think you're going to see Russia. Oh, this is interesting. Remember last week, Tim, we were talking about Russia pegging the ruble to gold by setting a base price that they would pay for gold. Remember that? You saw
this? Yes, I did.
Did you see the next deal that came out yesterday?
I don't think I saw it yesterday. The last I heard was that they were going to re-peg it on the 30th. Like I said, that's the last I heard.
Well, I think that deal's off. I think now the word on the street is they will negotiate with you. In other words, you call them up and they'll cut a deal. What I'm seeing is they're going to pay up. They're willing to pay forward, pay you a little more now, depending on what you got. You know how it is. You take your used car in there, and I promise they will buy it and give you another car. You're not leaving there until the deal's done. I think that's what we got is I think Russia saw that deal was a kind of a success there, and now they're willing to pay a little more, it looks like, and they'll negotiate on a case-by-case basis. So what
okay.
Looks to me like they're going to accelerate their purchases of gold. What do you think about that?
Well, I can understand why they're doing it. One thing I want to make clear, though, folks, I'm seeing a lot of talk, especially in the alternative media, that Russia has backed their ruble by gold. This is not true. Pegging and backing are two different things. I just wanted to throw that out there. But yeah, Rick, I can see what they're doing and why they're doing it. I might see it a little bit different than you. But they're collecting, they're storing gold up, because I believe that eventually both the yuan and the ruble will be backed by gold. It hasn't happened yet, but I think it's going to. What do you think?
Well, in a way, I mean, honestly, wouldn't you say the ruble's backed by gold de facto at this moment, at least partially? Seeing as how they have said, this many rubles, 5,000 rubles, get you a gram of gold. In a way, they have pegged something. They have selected a price.
Well, it's not codified is the problem. Okay, this is the central banks. When it's codified by law, like it used to be, in the United States, $35 get you an ounce of gold at any, Federal Reserve Bank, then, in my mind, it will be backed by gold. But until right now, it's just peg. Now, that's my opinion. Yeah. If I'm wrong, tell me.
Oh, no, I would not know. But I would say this. I do believe that is precisely what they have planned. Only God knows exactly when that shoe falls. I would say that was the first shoe to fall. I would say that was a warning shot across the bow. We've seen some others lately. We've seen Mrs. Pelosi trying to go over and work her magic in China, and China warning her not to land. And then suddenly and mysteriously, she gets COVID and comes home. I think they scared her a little bit. There's a young crypto analyst this week when pressed to come up with a genius prediction for the near term. He says that our government will print money and buy Bitcoin with it. Okay, that's colder than last night's pizza. I'm sure they've been doing that now since the early, let's say 2014, something around there.
I agree.
There's no way on the planet.
They even admitted to, Rick, the Fed has admitted to owning Bitcoin. Oh. All right, we'll continue this right after the break. Yeah, right after the break, folks. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Rural Survival Show with Tim Spencer and Rich Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the ninth day of April in the year of our Lord, 2022. All right, Rick, let's continue before the top of the hour.
Sure. Well, a couple things real quick then. There is a fascinating video out there by Rafi Farber, and the interesting thought here. He says you need to think like your grandparents. Products that you buy are not worth more. Your dollar is worth less. That's what is happening to you. And yeah, if you think the prices are going up, it's not really. That's not what you're looking at. You're looking at the dollar falling apart. From that point of view, my neighbors started getting panicky about the silver situation. He has been contacting our local silver people, and they got nothing over there but 100-ounce bars. Okay, so there you go. Not like I didn't tell you.
Right.
You know, it's things are tightening up quite a bit. People are wising up. They're trying to protect some of their money by getting it out of the dollar. Here's another interesting thing. There is an old thing out there called multiplying onions, and it's a kind of a nesting onion. These things kind of grow like great big green onions with a kind of, well, they look like a spring onion. So they'll have a little bulb at the bottom, but they grow. If you plant one, they grow as a kind of a cluster, almost more like a shallot. Haas Tools puts a few of them. He's trying to bring them back because it is sustainable. What happens is that you get 15 for 15 bucks. You spread them out and you plant them individually, and each one of them becomes like 15 onions. So at that point, down south, they just kind of keep going. But once you get up into zones like 5 and 6, you want to treat them more like garlic. You would take them out, separate them, put them in a cool spot just like you would garlic, and then you would replant them the next spring. But the point is, for $15, you would have basically a life, if you don't kill them, you would have a lifetime supply of onions. They are called, what are they called? Shoot. Oh, it'll come to me. You could just go to Haas Tools and type in multiplying onions. That might do it. Give that a crank. Can't put your peppers out if the nights are above 55, below 55. That's about the break even. Now with peppers, here's the deal. This is interesting. When you put your peppers in, they want you to kind of cut the top of the pepper out because that thing's going to start reaching for the sky, and you're going to trim about the top 25% of the pepper plant off and force it to bush out. Then for the first 2 weeks, pinch off every flower that you see, and then you'll double or triple your pepper harvest.
Wow, that's something I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know
folks,
it either, but I do know.
For our top of the hour break, we're going to be back at top of the hour with Chance from Simply Clean Foods, and we're going to talk about dehydrated foods. I think you're going to find this very interesting. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.